What does he see as being specific burdens on small business that the state can remove in order to help them fulfill that that role as being the economic engine?
Well, yeah, the one thing he's been very clear about is that in economic development policy, for example, the state can't do what he calls elephant hunt. You know, nothing wrong with going after big companies, but at the end of the day, your jobs come from smaller business. And so, so looking at ways in which whatever stimulus programs, I hate that term, but economic development programs can be geared much more towards small business to give folks a hand. Maybe you look at microloans if there's money available. That's part of the challenge here. But if there are dollars that are being used from the government level for bigger business, maybe we look at smaller business. Just to help, you know, a small entrepreneur maybe needs to get over a hump. So you do microloans have been very successful not only in the United States but around the world. That might be an idea to pursue. The other concern he has is, you know, that the regulations that are often attached to small business or the regulations attached to natural gas, is something we really didn't get into, are just onerous. They're punitive.
Why don't you talk about both of those? And we have as much time as you need.
I think the difference is
as much specificity as you want.
Sure. When you look at business across the board, what Scott's deep concern is that the Ritter administration has pursued an imbalanced approach. That, for example, they have targeted in a punitive way the natural gas industry, which is huge, not only in the Western Slope, but in Weld and Larimer counties, north of Denver. And so he said, why are we driving jobs away in a bad economy? At the same time, he hooks his bet to so-called new energy, wind particularly, and particularly to a company called Vestas, what he thought was the future of his economic program. Well, it turns out Vestas is going to shut down.
Aren't they going to lay off? Didn't they say they're going to lay off like
300 to 500 people? And so, you know, Scott's approach is different. It's let's take a pro-entrepreneur, pro-jobs approach, which is not just a slogan. It is let's foster the jobs we have. Let's grow them. And there has to be a reason why the liberal Democrat governor of Pennsylvania is salivating for natural gas jobs, and yet the liberal Democrat governor of Colorado is sending them out of the state. There's a disconnect there. I mean, it's hard to get to the left of Governor Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania, but somehow our friend Bill Ritter has done that. And so that's a difference in approach. And in terms of small business, Scott and Lori are small business people. They have a number of family businesses. And so they have a deep understanding of what the challenges are, even such things as the fines associated with car tax. You know, when you live in Denver and all you do is hang out with people in Denver, you know, maybe like the governor says, well, it's no big deal. It's a, what's he say, it's a tank of gas or something. Well, if you've got 18 farm vehicles and you're in Hooper, Colorado, and that's your profit margin because you kind of maybe slide a little on the registration thing, and you know, but $100 a vehicle is $1,800, mm-hmm. and which we had someone come to us, literally a big old farmer in tears about. It's a whole different world out there, and that's what we're talking about small business, is that you know $1,800 to the potato farmer in Hooper was, do I feed my kids? Mm-hmm. $1,800 if you live in Denver is, you know, hey, well, you know, there's a couple extra days on our European vacation. So there's a difference there, and Scott's got a much different approach. So I think as the campaign goes forward, that's going to be the biggest flashpoint between these two guys, is their philosophy and direct approach to how we change the economic climate so people create jobs. The government's not going to do it. It's going to be the people who are going to do it. And so long-winded answer, but I think as people look at the common sense approach Scott takes and the difference between he and Governor Ritter, I think people are going to say, see, this is where we went wrong 4 years ago, and maybe we ought to hire this new guy and give him a chance.
I'm going to try one more time on that, just in terms of specifics. Mm-hmm. Are there, other than, for instance, the car tax, mm-hmm. are there specific regulatory issues that you see regulations that could be removed that you see as being burdensome to small business?
We are part of what we're doing this winter, this month, is going through literally regulation by regulation in conversation with a number of small business people on the ground. What needs to be, what could be done away with? Or what needs to be altered. You know, again, in the natural gas arena, for example, he said, look, maybe we need to do best practices. So we change them, and maybe it was imbalanced in terms of not protecting the environment or public health sufficiently. We don't know. But let's have a balanced approach there. So what you're going to see is a line-by-line look at all those regulations and coming out with proposals of what we can alter, what we can get rid of, and you'll see small business people being the ones driving that. So it's not just top-down, you know, the governor saying, well, I want to do X, Y, and Z. It's here's the effect of the change, and here's the reaction our economy gets for doing it. And that's what we think's been lacking, that experience that says, boy, if you make this change, you can really send business soaring. So we're right in the middle of that conversation right now.